This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran, and Allah says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. Allah says, Allah sways by time, and Allah says, verily, man is in a state of loss, except those who have iman, those who do good deeds, and those who encourage one another to speak the truth, to defend the truth, and ultimately do be prepared to lay down your life for the truth of La ilaha illallah. And finally, our iman is to encourage one another to be patient in the pursuit of truth, to be patient in the pursuit of the Jannah, to be patient in carrying out the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, to make salah 5 times a day requires patience. You have to be patient. You have to slow down at Dhuhr. You have to slow down at Asr, at Maghrib, at Isha, to wake up for Fajr. And these commitments to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires patience. Imam Shafi rahimahullah used to say that if Allah had revealed only this surah, these few lines, it would have been enough as a guidance for the whole of mankind. What about the rest of the Quran? But what do we today say about time? Allah sways by time. What is man today when he speaks about time? What does he say? Time is money. You heard that expression? Don't waste my time. Time is money. I say, don't waste my time. I waste my own time. But people say time is money. Of course, there's some truth in that. In that you can use time to produce wealth. It needs time to make money. You need time to produce wealth. And wasting time means that if you're a man who wants to make money, that you are not making money. But to say that time is money also implies that the most important object of life is money. In other words, just as we value money, we must value time. Coming back to the words of Al-Asr, Abdullah ibn Hassan, he reports, one of the Sahaba of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, whenever two companions used to meet, they would not depart from each other until both of them had recited Surah Al-Asr to each other. They would sit, discuss, meet, and just before they leave, each one of them would read Surah Al-Asr. Why would they do it? to remind themselves of the eternal loss of those who waste their time in foolish pursuits. We waste our time in gossip. We waste our time in useless tales. We waste our time in meaningless pursuits. You can spend 5 hours on the golf course, but we can't give Allah 5 minutes to learn His deen. Why? Because we don't have time. All those professional men who have no time, you have to make an appointment to see them, but they're all golfers. I'm not a golfer. I wish I was. But I can imagine how much time they spend there, but they have no time. You must come at 12 o'clock to his, wherever he is, and you will see him there, or the president, or the vice president, but they all play golf. All of them. But they don't have time. So, we go back and we ask ourselves the question, where did the people in those days, where did they get their time from? The early Muslims? They conquered the world. From the Atlantic to China. They spread the new civilization. They collected hundreds of thousands of hadith, wrote hundreds of thousands of books. Where did they find the time? The answer is very simple. While we are driven by wealth, when we talk about time, they were driven by a different metaphor, a different cause, a different inspiration, a different motivation. What was that? For them, time was life itself. Time was life. Time was living this life here to the fullest and using this life and using this time to prepare themselves for the everlasting life. So in Islam, it is not time is money. No. Time is life itself. Time is the essence of life. But it's sad to see how we, all of us, including myself, how we waste this valuable and priceless gift which Allah has given to us. How many times haven't we said, yeah, I need to kill some time. Kill time. I need to kill some time. I've got time to kill. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's why they call us terrorists, I suppose, because maybe we say that. Or we say, wow, you know, time is really passing me by. Or we say, I'm pressed for time, you know. Don't have time now. Go get some bang. No, get net 5 minutes over. Go up dust him and go some bang. En die ouwe mense, die goeie ouwe mense, mag Allah vir hulle in die jannat, inshallah. Hulle altyd gesê, ons gou klaar maak. And now when I get older, I think, but why did they say gou klaar maak? Such an important ibadah. We all say that, gou klaar maak. 5 minutes on the musalla and 2 hours in the cinema. Do you think about it? We don't want to make istighfar after the salah. We don't want to make subhanallah. We don't want to sit and think about Allah. We find all kinds of excuses. Must go to the toilet. Must make a phone call. My cell phone went ping, 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 ping. So I have to go and see who's trying to get hold of me. But I can sit 2 hours, yeah. 2 hours in the cinema. 5 hours on the golf course. Maybe 2 hours in front of the TV, Days of Our Lives, or whatever it is, you know, everybody watches that other, I can't remember, now, Siyam Dalan, and so forth and so on. They have half an hour. So, we waste this precious gift which Allah has given to us. Yet we talk about, everybody will say, save water, save electricity, save money, save petrol. And what about saving time? The most precious commodity that Allah has given us. And we all live under this illusion, you know, the big illusion, we have enough time. It's always tomorrow, man, why worry, you know? Always tomorrow, there's always next week, it's always before Ramadan and after Ramadan. Then it's, when it's winter, we say wait for summer. When it's summer, we say wait for winter. And so forth and so on. Ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And we know, I mean, we all have a sell-by date, you know. It's written on our foreheads. We have a sell-by date right here. Before we were born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew exactly the time, the day, and the place when He was going to take us away from this dunya. I mean, I remember my mother and my father, they were alive like me. My father used to stand in front of the people and make Jummah to them and get on the mimbar and lead them in Salah and make lectures. Where is he today? He's gone. My mother was a woman who used to teach people and do all kinds of good things. Gone. I look at the back row of the masjid after a few years that I've been gone. All new faces. Where are all the old faces? Okay, some of them are not coming anymore, but that's another story. But most of them have passed away. Most of them are gone. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun wa abiru sabilin. Today is a very important lecture. Very, very important. Maybe the most important lecture in your whole life. Prophet ﷺ said, be in this world like a stranger or just a passerby. Be in this world like a stranger. Don't get attached to your house, your car. I'm not going to include the wife. But she's also going to go one day, if you're lucky, before you. And you're going to go. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, be in this world like a stranger. Don't attach yourself, you know. Keep that distance. So that the day that you lie on your deathbed, you smile and say, this is meaningless to me. This palace that I'm living in, the 4x4 in the driveway, you know, my policies that I left behind for my children, it's all. And you will come to realize how valueless all this is. The older you get, the more you realize how valueless it is. Money, how many of you are here who are now maybe in your 60s? And you think how much money went through your hands? Where is it? Where's all that money? How many cars did you drive? Where's the cars? Maybe how many homes do you own now? How many beds can you sleep in? You have a house in on the beach, 2-3 houses for, you know, the future, you know? You buy for investment. And the house in the Jannah? Where is that house? Have you built that house? Because remember, Jannah is an empty place. Nothing in the Jannah is empty. Prophet said it's empty. You build your house in the Jannah here. You plant the trees of the Jannah here. When every time you say Subhanallah, you plant the tree in the Jannah. So even if you sit in your lounge and you close your eyes and you say Subhanallah, you are a farmer. You are a planter. Not for this dunya, for the akhirah. Every time you say, La ilaha illallah, trees planted for you in the Jannah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Ibn Umar used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظْرِ الصَّبَاحِ. When night comes, don't wait and expect the morning to come to you. May not come. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظْرِ الْمَسَاءِ. When you wake up in the morning, don't expect that you will live till the sun sets. Those people who died in the fire, they dua, may Allah put sabr in the hearts of the people, their families, their friends. But when those mothers took those children to the creche in the morning, did they ever think for one moment that those children will not be there anymore than when the sun sets? وَخُذْ مِنْ صَحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. So use your health and your youth and your strength for the day when you will be sick. Will be sick. Mark my words, you may not be sick, but you'll slow down. The arthritis will get to you. The eye blood will get to you. The sugar will get to you. The energy levels will drop. So when you're young, fast, make salah, do i'tikaf. Find out the things which the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Make salah at tahajjud at night. When you're young. Do it when you're young. Because when you're old, you can't. You want to, but you can't. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ And use your life to prepare for your death. Rawal Bukhari. Now I'm going to ask you a question now. And I want you to... Who can I ask the answer? See, a nice guy that I can embarrass today again. The other guy I'm embarrassing, he came back after 3 weeks. So I shouldn't do that, you know. Because everybody was not sitting in front anymore. All right, I'm not going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you, every one of you, and I want you to give yourself an answer without thinking. You might just give yourself an answer with no thinking. This is the question. What do you think is the length of the average lifespan of a human being in days? How many days? Just give yourself a figure. Don't think. Don't multiply. Just think. If we had thought 100,000 days is the average lifespan of a person, do you know how long 100,000 days is? 270 years. A 100,000 days, my dear brothers and sisters, is the equivalent of 270 years. A million days, if you were born, if you want to live a million days, you will live 2,730 years. 2,730 years. So when I tell people that an average lifespan of a human being is how many days? Days, days, not days. 27,375 days. Average lifespan of a person who will live until the age of 75. If you're going to live until 75, you only have how many days? 27,375 days. Think about it. You always do have. Never, I don't think any one of you ever thought that you were only going to live 27,000 days. And then you must live till 75. So if you live for 60 years or 65 years, you have lived about 20,000 days. Some of us have less than 20,000 days. If you are 30 years old now, you would have already lived 11,000 days. And this means you only got 16,500 days left. It's frightening, isn't it? And today is Friday. What did we do? Monday is gone. Tuesday is gone. Wednesday is gone. Thursday is gone. Today is Friday. So how many days of the 27,000 is gone this week? 5 days. Every week reduces by 5 days. So if you live till 75, 27,300 days. That's what you have. Prophet ﷺ says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسين. Prophet says, value 5 things before 5 things. شبابك قبل حرمك. Value your youth before old age. وصحة قبل سقمك. Value your health before sickness. وغناك قبل فقرك. Value your wealth before poverty. Not even before poverty, before Allah reduces it. وَفِرَاقَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ Value your spare free time that you have before you don't have it anymore. Wa وحياتك قبل موتك. Value your life before death. So remember, you have 27,000 days in your life. In other words, life is too short to waste. It's too short. Millions of people all over the world die every day, and they've wasted their lives. Wasted their lives. And they never really enjoyed their life, because their whole life was motivated by money. Today we have this situation. People's lives are just motivated by money. And yet, everybody has cash flow problems. So I think, now, where are they going then? Everybody's making money, but if you ask the businessman, they say, you know, I don't have any cash, man. But you 8 hours, sometimes business people work 18 hours a day. No cash flow. So, as today, as we say in modern parlance, in modern language, people live and they don't even enjoy the ride. They don't enjoy the ride. Flowers pass them by, their children pass them by, their grandchildren pass them by, their youth passes them by. They never take the risk that will offer bountiful rewards. People don't take risks. They live in a cocoon. Who are the people who take risks? People who believe in Allah. People who believe that their rizq has been put out for them before they were born. Therefore, they have to seek it in a halal way. Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ رُوحُ الْأَمِينَ نَفَذَ فِي رُوعِي. Jibreel came and inspired me and told me, لَا تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلُ رِزْقُهَا. That no soul shall die until that person has consumed everything which Allah has ordained for that person. So you will not die, brother or sister, until you have drunk that last drop of water and eaten that last grain of rice that has been Allah has written for you. If there's nothing more written for you, no more oxygen written for you, no more water written for you, no more food, then you will die. Until that time, you will live. Even if you are lying in an IC unit at Khurutskia and only breathe in oxygen and get water through a pipe in your vein, but you will live, because that oxygen and that feed drip is part of your rizq which Allah has set out for you. So Jibreel said to Nabi Sallam, or inspired him to tell us, so seek your rizq in a halal way. Of course, your rizq is there waiting for you. Why must you go in the haram way when that rizq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for you? So we don't take the risks, because we have no tawakkul. We have no. If you are doing something halal, you must say, I'm doing this business and I'm doing it halal way, and I put my trust in Allah, and whatever comes from it is my rizq. And if Allah takes it all the way tomorrow, it's also part of my rizq. And part of my rizq is my health, my mind, my clothes, my house. All the rizq which Allah has given to me. So if Allah takes some of it away, Allah leaves a lot behind for me. Secondly, we live our lives and we never ever stand up for ourselves. We never stand for what we believe. We never defend the truth. No. We fear man more than we fear Allah. We say, "Nevli trouble market, money trouble market, money no prat van dayni, los ma deus it no." Ik watch TV, money ko watch someone, money prat van dayni. And our whole life is like that. So we keep families together wallowing in bid'ah and all kinds of practices that is against Islam, because we are afraid of man, not afraid of Allah. And we're also afraid to love. Because we think we tell people we love them. Maybe if I tell my wife too much I love her, she will take advantage of my card. Or we're afraid to tell my friend that I love him. Prophet Mu'adh ibn Jabal, take his hand, walk with him hand in hand, say, Mu'adh, I love you. Prophet Mu'adh, I love you. La hawla wa la quwwata. When Nazi, you tell your big son, I love you. Never mind, you tell your daughter, your son. When Nazi, you say, look him in the eye and say, I love you. My son, I love you. Habibullah, Allah called his prophet, my beloved, my beloved. So when we live in this world and not think about this world, we can't reach our dreams. And we never accomplish anything because we're always putting that for tomorrow. And we are just lazy. That's the bottom line. We're lazy. Not you, sorry, not you. The khoya right, let's say. Mus'ab ibn Umair, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. Young man. When the day he died, the arsh of Allah shook. He was about in his mid-30s when he died. The throne of Allah shook for this young man who died. Was he born a Muslim? No. Were his parents Muslim? No. He was Muslim only for about 6 years. He was 30, around about 30 when he accepted Islam. He died at 35, 36. The throne of Allah shook. Mus'ab ibn Umair. Read about it. Go buy a book on the lives of the Sahaba in English and read about it. 6 years. 6 years. We live to 60 years and we think, khatak jannat of khataki jannat. We're not even sure. On the Battle of Uhud, where he died, where he was martyred. When the word went out, Muhammad is dead, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was killed. A lot of the Sahaba, a lot of the people, Sahaba started shaking, you know, the leader. Oh, you know, what's going to happen to us now? Mus'ab said, remember the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ma wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul, qad khalat min qablihi Rasul. He remembered the verse where Allah said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger. Many messengers have come and gone before him. If he is killed or he dies, are you going to turn your back and run away? No. No. He led the field. He led the battle. And he was killed. And when the Prophet saw him, and they wanted to kafan him, and you know the story, they couldn't cover his feet because his kafan was too short, and they pulled down his face open. The Prophet cried. And the Prophet said, "Min al-mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadu Allah alayhi." The Prophet said, there are men who are true to the covenant which they made to Allah. To Allah, your covenant is not between you and anybody else. Your first bay'ah is to who? When Allah asked him before he created the world, he asked all of us, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Allah said to us, am I not your Lord? And what did we say? We said, Bala. He said, yes, Ya Allah, you are our Lord. Today we have different Lords. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا بعهد الله فمنهم من قضى نحبه. There are those who have passed away. ومنهم من ينتظر
there are those who are waiting. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who are, those Muslims who are waiting, have not changed the intention in no way to defend this deen. No way. So every second counts, my dear brothers. At the start of every day, every human being, whether he be poor or rich, black or white, Muslim or non-Muslim, every person is given, at the break of dawn, he is given 86,400 seconds. That's the length of a day. And you can do with that what you please. Like an open check. 86,400 you have for the day. No matter who you are, you can be a celebrity, the rich man, you can be an ordinary worker. No one gets a second more. Nobody gets more than that. And they tick by, and they, when they're gone forever. So we have the opportunity in this 86,400 days of Jummah to improve our souls. First the soul. How do you improve your soul? Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, how do I improve my soul? How do I enliven my soul? How do I make it better? How do I remove the rust? كيف نجدد إيماننا يا رسول الله? How do we renew our faith in Allah? Sahaba asked. Asked who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today you're going to ask your sheikh, your peer, and he will give you 1,000 answers. Say, make this width, make that 1,000 of that, 3,000 of that. Do it on this time and that time. What about the Prophet? What did he recommend? Whose recommendation are you going to take? There is an email out, and also I get all these emails, inviting people to come to some series of lectures in defense of bid'ah, tabarruk, about 6 lectures, based on the work of some man, I'm not going to mention his name. In this email, there's nothing about the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing about the Quran, nothing. We've lost the plot, my brothers. We lose the Quran, you lose your soul. You don't refer to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you lose everything. So what did the Prophet say? كيف نجدد إيماننا? What must you do to renew your faith? Prophet ﷺ said, what must you do? You must say, La ilaha illallah. He didn't say how many times? He just said, say La ilaha illallah. Bas. Say La ilaha illallah. Plant the tree in the jannah, renew your faith. Renew your commitment. When you have nothing to say, say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Man qala La ilaha illallah, a person who says La ilaha, when he dies, he will enter paradise. But will everybody say La? No. Only those people who loved La ilaha illallah, even if the train should go over their heads, before that train touches the head, the man will say, La ilaha illallah. And he will enter Jannah. Without talqeen, without you whispering in his ear, without you reading Yasin, without Tabarak, if you love the kalima and love Allah, you will say, La ilaha illallah. Faith. What we lack today. That's why we attach ourselves to human beings. Except, to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of human beings. What is better? Improve your mind, improve your body, improve your soul, and do good. And use the seconds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. Love. كَأَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ غَدًا, as if you're going to die tomorrow, Prophet said. And love, كَأَنَّكَ تَعِيشُ أَبَدًا, and live as if you're going to live forever. Why must you live till you must live as if you're going to die tomorrow? Because then you will do everything in a perfect fashion. And if you think you're going to live forever, it means you're going to prepare. You're going to have a plan, a goal. At 60, I want to have my BA degree. At 70, I want to have my master's. At 80, I want to have my doctorate. At 90, there was a man in Australia, 90 years old, he's got his doctorate. In the scientific field, 90 years old. They asked him, what happened? How did you do it? He said, I've got good genes. So you should choose your parents carefully. Living and time. Some of us live in the past. We always talk about the past. May pa tsukhama, may opa was tuan guru, may oma was tu. Ek kom van day, may pa oos kom van Yaman. Oos kom, we come from. My grandfather was Irish. My great-grandfather was Scottish. We always think about the past. Always about the past. And when we think about the past, we get worried. How did that Irishman come here? Was he Muslim before he married my great-grandmother? We must think about these things. Maybe that's the problem. Why? I've got the problem today. My children are all marrying Irish. Then there are of us who live in the past of other people. My grandfather was a great alim, you know. So people must think you also are alim. Where must we live? We must live in the present for the future. Past is gone. Your father's dead, he's gone. The old school is to it. It's the old school. Life renews itself. Every child, the child is born, is the renewal of life. Your Jummah coming here today is a renewal. Even if you're 90 years old, you're sitting here. Today your life is renewed. You make new resolutions until next Friday. Yes, no, I'm going to do this. Tomorrow, I'm going to have a on time. I'm a shake of this lethargy, this laziness that I have. I've got, the Sheikh said 27,000 days. Subhanallah, how many have I got left? قُلْ اَعْمَلُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ اَعْمَلُوا. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, اَعْمَلُوا, do good. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولَهُ. For verily them, Allah will see what you do. And His Messenger will see what you do. And the true believers will see what you do. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. For surely a day will come when you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will inform you of what you did in this world. اعملوا, do good. Two things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. There are two things that people don't take advantage of. نَعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغِ. Prophet said, two things people don't value. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, two things you don't value. What are those two things? Health and free time. Health and free time. Man works in the day, all he can think of is to go home, to eat, watch TV and go sleep. Hij moet uitgewerkt voor de dunya. Doesn't have time. Other people again live for when I grow older, when I grow up. People say, no, no. Inshallah, 50 years I had early retirement. I had a masjid too. I was nog geld. I was a professional. I verdien baie geld. I earn a lot of money. I can retire at 50. When he gets to 50, he's got 10 million. He says, no, I'm going to double this. 52, he gets a heart attack, gone. He's got a nice young wife, mashallah, 45. She gets married again. He lies, and he's there, gone. Gone. Sad. He's gone. All he has done is work for that money. That's all he has. Comes on the other side, Allah says, what did you do, my slave? Ya Abdi, what happened to you? He said, Ya Allah, I left my wife and children 10 million rand, 20 million rand. What did you bring with you, my slave, Ya Abdi? You left that in the dunya. That is the dunya. And it wasn't yours, it's mine. I gave it to you. It's not yours. Don't tell me you left what you... No, it's not yours. You came naked. I brought you into the dunya naked. You were born without a nappy even. You want to say that? It's your man. You must bring here what I told you to bring with you. Al-A'mal al-Saliha. Your good deeds. All will go with you. But what do we have? We have excuses, you know. Why don't we prosper and progress? Even at an advanced age, why not? Because it's come from the Arama family. My family was so rich. And no? Your family not all the Arama. You still poor? Or people say, you know, my parents couldn't afford to send me to school. So I didn't have a proper education. And now that you're a big man, you're still saying that. You still don't want to go back to school. Or you say, you know, my parents were divorced, you know, so I was affected, man. Excuse, people use excuse. Or they say, well, why are you like this? You know, got bad friends, man. You know, bad friends. So, can't you get rid of the bad friends? Or other people blame their circumstances. People say, oh, South Africa is falling apart, man. I must just look after myself, my children, you know. My electric fencing, I mean, it's very important, you know. My alarm system must be connected. You know, this is all about me, you know. I live in this very dangerous country. Crime, unemployment, you know. Why must I do good? Nobody, these people don't deserve it, you know. People stand, they come big, you know. They must go work for their money. Like, I work for my money, you know. This is mine. I work, this is mine. You fall dead tomorrow, where is it? You take it with you? Can't take it with you. Why do you smoke? Why take drugs? My friends, you know. Friends. Blame it on everybody else. And since the dawn of time, there's been all these prophets of doom that comes along and say, oh, this world is going to come to an end. The world is still here. And I'm sure it'll be here tomorrow and after tomorrow and for a very long time to come, inshallah. So every generation thinks that they... David bad. You know, when I was, my father said, oh, you know, we lived in apartheid, things were bad, you know. People say, oh, things were bad. And now people say, oh, it's even worse. But really, my brothers and sisters, we have so many more opportunities today. So many more opportunities. You want to learn Arabic? You don't have a teacher? Go on the internet. No excuse. You want to have a live teacher on the internet to teach you Arabic from any Muslim country in the world? Yes, you can. Use Skype and your teacher will speak to you right there. You'll be sitting in Cairo or you'll be sitting in Damascus or sit in Damascus as well. It's a bit of a... Maybe some other Muslim country and you can speak to him and he'll teach you. Skype costs nothing. Allah has given us all these things so that on the day of Qiyamah we will have no excuse to say, Allah, you know, I lived in Bokbakiri, you know, I mean... You know, there was nobody to teach me, you know. I couldn't learn your language. I couldn't learn your Quran. I couldn't know your deen. No. So, all these opportunities that we have. That's why I say to these young ulama that's busy with all this, you know, having series of lectures on defending bid'ah, and, you know, tabarruk, and all these things, you know. What is your problem, man? People need you to teach them the true deen, the truth about Islam, the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the opportunity which Allah has given to you. It's a hard road, but it's a sweet road. And I want to talk to the young people. Young people, this is your life, this is your time. There was a manager of a pencil factory. Manager, pencil factory. This is a story. Not hadith, not Quran. So there was a big batch of pencils that was going to be sent off to the shops. And he went into the warehouse and he spoke to the pencils. It was a bit weird. You know, people speak to their plants, speak to their dogs, speak to their cats. He was a pencil speaker, communicating with pencils. So he said to the pencils, oh, new pencils, you are going out into the world. Remember, when you go out into the world, make your mark wherever you go. Make your mark as a Muslim. Make your mark, I say to you, Muslim. Young people, professional people, wherever you are in schools, make your mark in your school. You're good at math? Make your mark in math as a Muslim. Let people know. My name is... Yeah, my name is... That's a big thing today. Very few people, Muslims, have Muslim names today. Parents don't give their children Muslim names anymore. How sad. How sad it must be for a child to grow up and to say, my name is... And there's nowhere to be found in Islam such a name. When last did you hear somebody give the name Muhammad? The Prophet's name. People come to me and say, Sheikh, I want to give this name. I just turn around and walk away. Well, my attitude is, you give your child that name, don't invite me to the Dupma. Don't ask me to give the name. I don't want to be responsible by Allah Dev Qiyama that I'm party to giving a child such a name. Prophet ﷺ said, one of the best names. Again, we leave the Prophet, you see, we go to name books. Name books. And we go to the internet. Prophet said, the best names are what names? Ma'ubbida wa ma'humida. The best names is the name in which the name Abd is in or the name Hamd is in. Ahmad, Muhammad, Hamad, Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abd. Those are the names, beloved names. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this manager is telling the pencil, when you go out into the world, make your mark. Number two, when you make a mistake, correct it. Turn the pencil around, take the rubber and rub out the mistake and correct your mistakes. Don't leave your mistakes. Don't make excuses for your mistakes. No, remove it. Replace it. And finally, the most important thing, pencil, that you must remember is, and young people, it is the inside of you that is you. Not the outside. If you remove the graphite from the pencil becomes a piece of wood with a hole inside. Useless. It's inside. The character you display from inside. That's why the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ila ajsamikum walakin yanzuru ila a'malikum wa qulubikum. Prophet said, Allah doesn't look at what you look like. You look like a top, your eyes are goofy at your op. Jesse and important. I wear this to honor this day of Jummah. That's Otherwise, you won't see me carry way like this. No. I live in South Africa, I wear a suit. But I lived in Arabia. When I was living in Pakistan, I used to wear shalwar kameez. That's the dress. I had different shalwar kameez, blue, white. Lekker shalwar kameez. In Malaysia, I wear the lungi. In Egypt, I wear the top. South Africa, this is how we wear. The Prophet had lived there, I said, top khadrat. No. So the inside, Allah doesn't look, Prophet said, Allah looks at your deeds and Allah looks at your heart. How you use your deeds and your heart to project an Islamic character. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give inshallah that we don't waste our time. I'm talking about me. I also waste a lot of time. But a reminder for me, a reminder for you. 27,000 days you have to live until the age of 75. How many words of Arabic have you learned? Never mind the language. How many words of Arabic have you learned? How many ahadith of the Prophet have you memorized? Okay, the Quran, that sounds something different. A lot of people have memorized. You've also memorized. But think, that person that we make maulud till we shout, till the roofs comes off. We'll defend it till the end of the earth. We'll condemn the man who says, don't do it. That prophet you love so much, how many of his sayings have you memorized? How many? How many? Ask yourself, how many? Thousands and thousands of hadiths. How many of you memorized? There are hadith which is one line long, one line. One line. At least before next Friday, set yourself the goal to memorize one hadith of one line to show your love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine you will come into Jannah one day, inshallah, all of us. There we meet the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr and all the city, mashallah. Prophet asks you, how many of my hadith did you memorize in the dunya? They say, ik heb in die Kaap gebleven. I mean, I didn't live in a country where they speak Arabic. How can you expect me? So use the time that we have in pursuit of that which will benefit us. People always talk about, you know, the old school. I'm not going to say what I said previously about the old school. But they always talk about, my father did this, my grandfather did this, my mother taught me this. Now we must change that history. We must say, when my child says, my father taught me this, and you ask him what, and he'll quote the hadith, may part me khalid di hadith. That's the legacy which he left behind. So you should teach your children. Put your grandchild under him and teach him to read Qul Wallahu Ahad. That's your legacy that you leave behind. Teach him Qul Wallahu Ahad. Even before he can speak. Let him say it. Back to front also, no problem. How many of you have taught your children? Your grandchildren Qul Wallahu Ahad. You sit with them in the van driving from school, sit in the traffic for 2 hours. Teach them Qul Wallahu Ahad. Teach them the hadith which you learned. One line. This is life. This is what it's about to be a Muslim. To leave behind a heritage. Get rid of all the cobwebs in our community, in our society. All the things that distract us from this deen. Get back into the Quran. Get back into the Sunnah. Show your love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Wallahu ta'ala alam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.